You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All the Super Bowl prop bets are out that people are talking about. Various weird things that you can gamble on for the game.
Them.
Like when they pour the Gatorade or whatever on the winning coach, what color will the Gatorade be?
I love this. That's so fun. Red. Red's
the
in the lead, right?
Favorite is red.
Red.
1.5 to 1.
Those That's going
to
stain.
Will a kicker hit the upright or crossbar on a missed field goal or extra point? That's a pretty good one.
That's a good one.
This one I like. Will Snoop Dogg smoke on stage during the halftime show?
Oh, the pot weed?
Well, all they're saying is smoking, Jer.
Oh, I think we know, Dom.
Another bet that you can make. Will Eminem be censored at any point during the halftime show?
Dude has a potty mouth.
Odds on that are at 64% that he will, blah, blah, blah.
I like the one about how many Super Bowl commercials will have a dog in them.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
That's really
good. Dogs are funny.
Whatever. Also, speaking of the NFL, the NFL's newest head coach is a Colorado native. Mike McDaniel was a 2001 graduate of Smoky Hill High School.
Right.
And now he's the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. It's exciting. And then the Olympics. I guess there's not much to say about the Olympics. They're going on. The Americans are not winning very much.
It's boring.
There you go. The coverage has been kind of weird.
They're calling it a cataclysmic loss for NBC, essentially. They've paid something like $8 billion or something to have the rights for the Olympics for I don't know how many years. But they said just 16 million people tuned in for the opening ceremony. And that's total audience, which includes TV, all of the networks that they're streaming it on, and online where you can find it streaming. One day brought in just 7 million people tuning in, and that's a teeny tiny amount, really.
Yeah, you've got, like, big brain theory, big bang theory draws more
reruns,
than that.
Reruns. They're blaming it on the venues being empty. There's Olympic fatigue because we just had an Olympics. China, they're blaming it on where it's at. A lot of people don't want to watch and support China. I get it. And then, basically, Dom, like, growing up, my dad loved the Olympics, man. He would tune in and watch that stuff like crazy. He loved the sportsmanship of it and all that. But back in the day, like, that's all you had to watch.
Right.
Right now, they're saying there's just a lot of other entertainment you can click on, and nobody's watching the Olympics. They're on Netflix. Come on.
So, based on the numbers that you gave me, these 7 million people who are tuning in, if I'm doing my math correctly, that's 2% of the population. So 98% of Americans are
just
saying no thanks to the Olympics.
Not watching it, man. Just, meh. Which, all right. It's sad. You want to support the American athletes and everything, but meh.
Not even figure skating can save it? What's going on? And then the last thing I've got is I think it's funny that you haven't brought this up this morning.
What you got? Maybe I have
it. Once. It's an interview with Nikki Sixx.
Oh, I'm not bringing this up.
of Motley Crue.
Because he's right.
I guess there's some sort of little mini feud going on between Motley Crue and Pearl Jam, Jeremy's favorite band of all time.
Oh, Eddie Vedder. I love me some Eddie Vedder. He's the lead singer.
Eddie Vedder was talking to none other than the New York Times, and he was talking about some of his early jobs he had kind of as a roadie before he made it big as a rock star. And he said, quote, "I'd end up at shows that I wouldn't have chosen to go to. Motley Crue, blank you. I hated how it made the fellas look, the women look. It felt so vacuous." He called Motley Crue vacuous, which is a great word.
Well said.
So Nikki Sixx of the Crue fired back and said, "Made me laugh today reading how much the singer in Pearl Jam," he called him the singer in Pearl Jam, "hated Motley Crue. Now, considering that they're one of the most boring bands in history, it's kind of a compliment, isn't it?" It is on between Nikki Sixx and Eddie Vedder.
You got the line about the marbles in the mouth?
Want me to read that
too? Yeah, because it's true.
Nikki Sixx said that Eddie Vedder's singing style, he compared it to having marbles in your mouth, that it's, quote, very zen.
Can't find a better man. Better man.
It's but so it's your true. Favorite band.
I love Pearl Jam and I love Eddie Vedder, but it's so true. He's a mumbler when he sings. Better man.
You know, sometimes it's that unique singing style that makes people stand out. Like, at, you know, the overrated Bob Dylan,
me,
you know?
That's what hooks me.
Yeah, you're an icon. Whatever. What else is ready? Hey, we just managed to piss off like three different groups of people.
We're good.
Somehow we pissed off the Pearl Jam fans, the Motley Crue fans, and now the Bob Dylan fans.
Nah, the Pearl Jam people, they know it. They're like, yeah, we get it. We talk like that too. Check out the
Would it be funny if Bob Dylan fans all sounded like that when you talk to them? Yes, hey. I really like Bob Dylan's music.
Yeah, I'll take the number six and make it a large fry.
He's a poet.
Sound like Aziz Ansari more than Bob Dylan.
Hey, who wants a french fry?
Check out the dumb luck following this guy around. It's a guy in Charlottesville, Virginia. Jalen Taylor decided to go buy over 250 lottery tickets, and every single one was a winner. Here's how that worked. He did the pick three tickets, and he bought 104 pick three tickets. It's a single drawing. You pick three numbers. If you get them, you hit. He picked 960 on 104 tickets. They hit for $500 each.
So every one of the tickets had the same numbers.
Hooray, math. He won $52,000. You're like, whoa, that's crazy. Here's the crazy part, even crazier part. Last month, he decided to do it again. He bought 160 tickets with 542 as the numbers, and he won. He hit for a second time, 80 grand that time. So, $132,000 this dude has walked away with. And
now, you're the
guy
who
odds?
Always talks about something fishy.
Do you see something fishy here? But
see something fishy? The thing is, if you were able to influence that somehow, which you can't.
You can't.
You would be putting down a lot more than $100 on it.
You can't influence that. It's just pure dumb luck. And the guy, let's see him do it a third time, then maybe I'll be suspicious. We shall see. For anybody who cares, Garth Brooks is getting his first tattoo. Whatever. Taylor Swift is kind of trending today. There's some website that's like all up in Taylor Swift. They love Tay-Tay. So what they did is they developed a new Wordle edition featuring all Taylor Swift like lyrics and things that have to do with Tay-Tay. Taylordle? Is that what we settled on?
Taylordle.
Taylordle?
So it's like Wordle, but Taylordle.
Taylordle. And the five-letter words are like lover, scarf, blank, space.
Swift.
Swift. Get it? Anyway, it's online. It's free. People seem to enjoy it. We need to give a shout out to Home Depot this morning, Dom, for catching this jerk store. This guy worked in Tempe, Arizona at a Home Depot, and he was a vault associate for the store, so meaning he collected all the cash at the end of the night, took it to the back, counted it up, and then got it to the bank. Well, over the past 4 years, he's been swapping in counterfeit money while he's counting all the cash. He bought a pack of $100 bills from Costco that were fake, and he's done this multiple times. They said he had 3,700 fake $100 bills. And so when he's back there counting the money, he'll pull out a couple real ones and slide the fake ones in. Well, obviously, the bank wasn't fooled because it turns out the serial number on these bills that he was putting in actually said play money on them. And if this is happening over and over, they're getting it from the same store, the same guy. Welcome to Durr Town.
Yeah,
they caught him
on parade, man.
And now he's looking at 20 years in prison.
So now they sell these, you say Costco, but I think it's Amazon.
Oh, did I say Costco? I'm sorry, Amazon.
That's
yes.
All right. But the thing is, I didn't know you could go buy counterfeit money on Amazon.
It's like play money, maybe money for acting. I mean, I don't know. I've never looked into this, but
I don't want to search it on my history.
They said he had $371,000 in fake money in fake hundos. So I guess he was planning on just keeping on doing this, man.
What an idiot.
Real quick, here's your Fat America. There's a new Flamin' Hot Cool Ranch Taco coming out from Taco Bell now. So now they're combining the Flaming Hot Tacos with Cool Ranch Tacos into one delicious treat that'll wreak havoc on your colon. So check that out. It's coming soon. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link to a photo and a story about a pretty good roast or prank, whatever you want to call it. Billboard in Minnesota right now that says, "This is Troy. He sucks at fishing, along with a giant photo of Troy. Oh, apparently, a bunch of his buddies got together to do a little smack talking to the friend. He cannot fish to save his life, it sounds like. They even put a big old email address up there for Troy so everybody can send him messages and do a little smack talking. What a great prank! That's I love excellent. It. So that's gone viral. It's making the rounds. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.